Sunrise, sunset, nice and nine begins. Matthew 26, verse 6 to 13.
While Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman with an alabaster jar of costly perfumed oil approached him, and she began pouring it on his head as he was dining. On seeing this, the disciples became indignant and said,
"Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a great deal of money and given to the poor."
Aware of this, Jesus said to them,
"Why do you try to make trouble for the woman? She did a fine deed toward me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. When she put this perfumed oil on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news is preached in all the world, what this woman did will also be told in memory of her."
Mark 14, verse 3 to 9.
And while he was at Bethany, dining in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, genuine nard, very expensive. She broke open the alabaster jar and began pouring it on his head. At this, some said to one another indignantly,
"Why has this perfumed oil been wasted? For this perfumed oil could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor."
And they were greatly annoyed with her. But Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you try to make trouble for her? She did a fine deed toward me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can do them good whenever you want to, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfumed oil on my body beforehand in view of the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever the good news is preached in all the world, what this woman did will also be told in memory of her."
John 12, verse 2 to 11.
So they spread an evening meal for him there, and Martha was serving them. But Lazarus was one of those dining with him. Then Mary took a pound of perfumed oil, genuine nard, very costly, and she poured it on the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet dry with her hair. The house became filled with the scent of the perfumed oil. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, who was about to betray him, said,
"Why was this perfumed oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?"
He said this, though, not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box and used to steal the money put in it. Then Jesus said,
"Let her alone, so that she may keep this observance in view of the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me."
Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews got to know that he was there. And they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised up from the dead. The chief priests now conspired to kill Lazarus also, since it was because of him that many of the Jews were going there and putting faith in Jesus.
Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, Chapter 101.
A Meal at Simon's House in Bethany. Matthew 26, 6-13, Mark 14, 3-9, and John 11:55-12:11. Chapter Overview. Jesus returns to Bethany, near Jerusalem. Mary pours perfumed oil on Jesus. Leaving Jericho, Jesus heads for Bethany. The trip involves a climb of some 12 miles over difficult terrain. Jericho is about 820 feet below sea level, and Bethany is about 2,000 feet above sea level. Lazarus and his two sisters live in the little village of Bethany, which is about 2 miles from Jerusalem and on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. Many Jews have already arrived in Jerusalem for the Passover. They have come early to cleanse themselves ceremonially in case they have touched a dead body or done something else that makes them unclean. John 11:55. Some of these who arrive early gather at the temple. They speculate on whether Jesus will come to the Passover. There is great controversy regarding Jesus. Some religious leaders want to seize him to put him to death. In fact, they have ordered that if any learn of Jesus' whereabouts, they are to report to them so that they can seize him. These leaders have already tried to kill Jesus after he resurrected Lazarus. Understandably, some may doubt whether Jesus will appear in public at all. Jesus arrives at Bethany on Friday, 6 days before the Passover. John 12:1. A new day, Sabbath, Nisan 8, begins at sundown. Thus, he has completed the trip before the Sabbath. He could not have traveled from Jericho on the Sabbath, from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, for such travel is restricted by Jewish law. Jesus probably goes to Lazarus' home, as he has done before. Simon, who also lives in Bethany, invites Jesus and his companions, including Lazarus, for a meal Saturday evening. Simon is called the leper, perhaps being a former leper whom Jesus had at some point healed. Reflecting her industrious character, Martha ministers to the guests. Mary is particularly attentive to Jesus, this time in a way that stirs controversy. Mary opens an alabaster case or small flask that holds about a pound of perfumed oil, genuine nard. John 12:3. This oil is very precious. Its value, 300 denarii, being the equivalent of about a year's wages. Mary pours the oil on Jesus' head and on his feet, and then wipes his feet with her hair. The aromatic scent fills the whole house. The disciples are angry and ask, "Why has this perfumed oil been wasted?" Mark 14:4. Judas Iscariot objects, saying, "Why was this perfumed oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" John 12:5. Judas is not really concerned about the poor. He has been stealing from the money box he keeps for the disciples. Jesus defends Mary, saying, "Why do you try to make trouble for the woman? She did a fine deed toward me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. When she put this perfumed oil on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news is preached in all the world, what this woman did will also be told in memory of her." Matthew 26:10-13. He has now been in Bethany for more than a day, and word of Jesus' presence has spread about. Many Jews come to Simon's house not only to see Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised up from the dead. John 12:9. The chief priests now take counsel to kill both Jesus and Lazarus. These religious leaders feel that Lazarus being alive again is the reason why many people are putting faith in Jesus. How wicked these religious leaders are! Questions for review. What are the Jews at the temple discussing? Why must Jesus have arrived in Bethany on Friday rather than on Saturday? What is Mary doing that stirs controversy? And how does Jesus defend her? What shows the great wickedness of the chief priests?